Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just coming off that concert, you know?
Hey, have you ever seen those videos of girls that are like showing video like in their house, you know, reasons why they're not worried about any like their boyfriend, like anyone like stealing their man, and usually they have like a Lego collection or
oh no, I haven't seen those.
No.
No, but I get what you're saying. Yes,
you know, they're like walking who would through want yeah like walking through and they're like a huge Star Wars obsession and they have like shit everywhere, right? I just want to show you what's sitting on Todd's desk.
A T-Rex?
Yeah, he loves T-Rex.
Oh my God. Dude, my cousin, when we were in Vegas, they were joking because he and his wife were sharing a room with Erica, my sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were, and we kept saying that Erica could stay in our room, and Rose, his wife, mm-hmm. kept saying, no, I'm using her to keep him off of me. And then they were joking about, I can't remember what came up, but it was something about, I don't know, something about sex. And my cousin just goes, I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus. I was like, ew.
What?
First of all, ew. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, that's a raptor.
Yeah. Little arms can't do anything. Oh my God. You're hey like, guys, seriously? Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We're happy to have you here with us today.
Yeah.
I just got back from a last minute decision trip to go to Vegas for mm-hmm. the Lovers and Friends concert or music festival, I guess. It was all day Sunday. It was really hot. It was 105.
Oh yeah. For those of you that are like, whoa, that's way too hot.
Whoa, that's way too hot.
Whoa. Whoa, it's dry heat. All right. I mean, it's hot.
Oh, don't try to take away from it. What the fuck?
I'm just telling you that I'm in this Florida humid heat. And man, I just got back from Cammy's house doing outside workout.
Okay, well, no, I wouldn't do that.
Whoa, buddy, it wasn't even hard. So pathetic. Dude, I'm so pathetic.
No, it, you know what though? I will say 105 was brutal.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, anything above.
Because I was just in Orlando and it was like 87, 89.
Well, and I feel like in Vegas, like in Nevada. Okay, fun fact. So something I just learned.
Okay.
I don't know how long this has been going on, but, and the reason I've figured this out is because I think they're trying to do the same thing in St. George, which apparently is a really bad idea. So in Vegas, it is with like housing and stuff, you can't landscape. So people don't have yard, like lawn. And
so they don't use water?
I think it is a way to like lessen the amount of water you're using for your landscaping. Now, what I've figured out is, you know, I don't know how long ago, a long time ago, it became a rule that homes had to have manicured yards.
Okay.
Like grass and manicured yards. Why? Because it's really pretty.
They want a standard for the whole neighborhood.
Outside. Yeah. And it like gets mm-hmm. neighbors and people outside and like a community feel. Well, they fucked up a long time ago then, because that's what people have had to do, and which increases excessive use of things. So, but in to completely get rid of landscaping, now you have basically plants that will kind of cool off the area. So now when you completely get rid of
vegetation,
grasses, yeah. I'm not going to say it, like, don't think like grass, like sod and lawn, but anything like that. Now in an area like in the desert, so in Utah or in Vegas and Arizona or Nevada, Arizona, all the above, you don't have plants to absorb some heat. So it's like, now we just have rocks and concrete. So
yeah, I was going to say, really it's just like blacktop.
Really, really hot, which makes it worse for trying to things like rain.
Well, why not just area? Cause I know here when we were doing our yard, cause our yard was so big, mm-hmm. my house before this one, is that you just did all native plants, mm-hmm. like native to that area. So they needed less water. And so they're not even allowing that.
Well, I don't know. People are idiots. It's like, I don't know why I keep getting surprised. So dumb people.
Well, the problem is that they make these decisions without looking long-term, and then like, they try to make another decision to fix that decision that also fucks up the other thing. And it's just
Southern Utah. Yeah. Because of, I think it's just idiots that are in charge. Don't really care, you know, and they just see dollar signs. That's what mm-hmm. I'm thinking when it comes to this conversation or topic I'm going to talk about. There used to be tons of like farmland out where like my sister lives. They taken all of that land that was like farming and gotten rid of it and just built subdivisions. I mean, right. Fucking everywhere, which makes me so upset and irritates the shit out of me. Which means I can't even imagine what that makes my dad feel too. Like, lived there since, I mean, there were dirt roads everywhere. So, right. But by doing that, you're taking away vegetation that can help cool off the area and like bring in rain and like just a lot of things that help cool the area. Right.
Right.
So now you get rid of it. It's going to make it a lot more difficult in the high desert for there to be even native plants that will grow for soil into dirt. Just so much, it's so many bad issues that by them just being like, yeah, bulldoze, make more houses. And, you know, because people and money,
but this is the problem too. Ugh. We have so many people, we need to house these people. So then what are we going to do? Sterilize everyone? Oh yeah.
I mean, that's what happened. I'm just kidding. That's already been happening.
You know what we got to do? Well, get rid of the people. Hey guys, we need to get rid of our kids.
All right. All shitty ones.
Got to take out all the kids. And just the shitty ones.
A lot of people.
You don't do well in school, you're gone.
Like for instance, Richardson, who I work with Regenerative Pastures, he at his house, he just moved to Wyoming, but his house, it's kind of the idea of regenerative ranching or farming. It's very important to have ground cover. So even with like your lawn, you know, this is like the conversation of a manicured lawn, because it's like, if you have like an HOA, right? Or your neighborhood, I don't know, the neighborhood watch, it's like, you got to keep your lawn mowed, right? Cause it looks nice. Well, then if you're mowing it, you got to water it more. And he had shown, actually, I think I shared it on my Instagram, but on his story, he showed it like his grass, some neighbors, people were complaining that he needed to mow his lawn and he hadn't watered it or mowed it in like 3 months. So it was like very overgrown. Yeah. But what he showed is when you put your hand, and it hadn't rained.
Oh, it was moist.
Mm-hmm. So by letting it overgrow, it kept moisture down in the plant. So even though it's so hot and he wasn't watering his lawn, it was growing. So it's about just having like ground cover. You know, they basically went from, as years go on and civilization was evolving or whatever, they wanted it to be pretty and picture perfect and manicured. And, but if we would have just like, you know, kind of follow, like you talked about, is just letting the land kind of be the way it is naturally. And then if you're going to bring in plant things like that, have native and have it, wouldn't be excessively watering. And if you things overgrow, especially through the hot months or through like the desert, if you're not mowing and you're not watering as often, and you have all that extra cover, you know, the grass that's gotten really long that might be dying, look like it's like yellowing or whatever, but you go down and look in the grass and it's new growth and it's moisture and you're not running into a problem and it's maintaining life and the soil staying healthy versus if you cut it, you constantly have to water it. We're just wasteful people.
Wasteful people. We are.
Wasteful people.
Which is exactly why I have not landscaped my house.
No, never do really it.
I just ran out of money. Why.
You're like, I thought about it.
Well, now I have a good excuse.
Well, you don't really, I mean, we, and how often do we, have we, or should we mow your lawn? A lot.
I know. Well, now I just have somebody come every 2 weeks and so it's cleaned up. It's just mm-hmm. very, very natural.
Mm-hmm. 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 Hippie.
Yeah.
You're a hippie.
I'm a
You're a mountain hippie.
I'm a mountain person now.
The backwoods hippie.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, let me tell you, there are some backwoods hippie. So on Friday night, when I made the decision last minute to go to Vegas, we had walked down. So Kylie, my oldest daughter, she moved to the same area. And so the San Lorenzo Valley is kind of like, it's always been known. Like when I was growing up, it was known as kind of like more hicks and stuff, but like, it's definitely like where people would like move to like grow their weed or, you know, live their lives the way they wanted to, or, you know, some bullshit. And there's still this element and it's been growing because as Santa Cruz County has become more and more expensive, people have been moving kind of more into the outskirts so that they can still be close to the beach and still be close to the Silicon Valley and all that. And it is a very beautiful area, tons of forest and all, well, until our fires this last, like, what, year, almost 2 years ago. Yeah. And so we went down to, there's this local bar, it's called Hen Flings. So the kids, we were supposed to walk down and have dinner. And then they were like, oh, they have food at Hen Flings. And I was like, food? Okay, I guess, you know, we're eating bar food. So we go in, of course, their kitchen was closed. So we had a couple drinks. And this was the scene at Hen Flings. It's kind of cool because it's such a combination now of people. So you have, you know, your kind of hick type people. I hope I don't offend anybody by saying hick. All my hicks out there.
Hillbilly.
And then you have like a kind of a hippie element. And so you have like one dude that's got, you know, tons of feathers coming out of his hat and, you know, looks like he's made all of his own clothes down to his satchel. And then you've got, you know, all these other drunk ass people with, you know, just chain smoking on the deck. Anyway, this guy had pulled over this lady in front of the bar. And so everyone's out on the deck with their cameras. You know, they want to catch him, you know, doing
this,
something.
This guy, you mean a cop?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. This random guy pulled a lady over.
This guy had pulled over this lady.
I'm, you know, like, the things that are going on in my head aren't necessarily coming out correctly.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. And so anyway, this cop has her pulled over right in front of the bar. And so everyone's taking video and everyone's yelling and the cop is starting to, and first of all, it's really funny because this one lady, we're like, what's going on? She goes, oh, that's Ruth. She gets pulled over all the time. Like everybody knew who this woman was. And she's like a known like drinker and driver. So she's in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But everyone's
like, oh yeah, that's Ruth.
that's what they said.
Here she goes again.
That's what they said. And so this one lady is like really, really aggressive. And she's like yelling at the cop. And so then the guy's putting her in the back of the car. The cop's putting her in the back of the car. And every time he tries to close the door, he turns around because everyone's like walking towards him, like coming off the deck. And, you know, so the guy's like freaking out. He's got this mob of people. And so, but every time he turns around, she gets back out of the car and then he pushes her back in. It was just, yeah, it was a whole scene, but it was so funny because they were like, oh, he's being aggressive. And my son-in-law goes, she's trying to evade the police. Like,
God.
The poor guy. So he got so stressed out. He pulled out one of those guns that's like a beanbag gun and was ready to shoot it at him. And then they were all like upset, like, how dare you? And it's like, you've got a mob of people.
Yeah. You've got a bunch of people surrounding one person just trying to do his job.
Right.
He pulled a car over and a bunch of bystanders came out of a crazy bar and are like,
ah! All fucked up drunk. I was like, oh my God, this is. Yep. This is the Valley. This is where I live. So yeah, it was an interesting night. It was fun. And then that was when the decision was made. My cousin, we ran into him, went to dinner and he says, yeah, he's like, we've had these tickets. This music festival is sold out since like last August. Two of our friends are sick. They can't make it. Do you want their ticket? So of course, Kylie, it's all the genre of music she loves. And so she was like, yeah, well, maybe, but just drunk, like, kind of like, you know, oh, I can't miss work on Monday. And then forgetting that Morgan is one of her bosses, my cousin. And so he goes, no, you can go. And so we're drunkenly getting tickets to fly to Vegas at like 11:30 at night. And Kylie goes, I've never booked a ticket where I had to check in already. So then the next morning, and of course it was like $550 to fly. I had just been saying like, I cannot spend any more money. You know, I gotta like,
you got
really,
but you got your tickets for free.
Yeah.
You know, it balanced itself
the
out.
The hotel room was for free. Yeah. So yeah, it was, basically I FaceTimed Brooke the next evening.
Yeah. I get a FaceTime. I'm on the couch and I'm on the East Coast. So I'm like getting ready for bed. I'm like in bed. And Gina FaceTime, she goes, guess where I am? And I'm looking at her video and I'm like, you're in a hotel room, aren't you? She goes, yeah, I'm in Vegas. And I was like, what? Then she proceeds to tell me this story And I was a little jealous. She's like, starts naming. She's like, TLC. I'm like, TLC's?
Part? Yeah, no, it was insane. So we get there. What's really funny is that I loved TLC. And I realized I knew more words to E40 than TLC when they came out. So we get there at like noon. And there's about, I think there's three stages. And so the first thing we do, like we're walking in, first of all, and it's so fucking hot. There's already people like passed out, laying around all over the asphalt, people throwing up. I mean, it was a shit show. And so,
of course.
And I just remember looking at everybody that day, like before we went, and I go, okay, this is really out of my comfort zone. Like I've done this whole, you know, when we went to EDC, I've done Vegas before. This, you know, is going to give me a little PTSD walking in, but I figured it was one day. So I was like, okay,
where was it at? Where was
it? It was at the fairgrounds, but like you think fairgrounds and you think grass.
Yeah.
It was a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It felt exactly like EDC, but during the daytime. It was like the heat radiating off the blacktop, nowhere to hide from the sun, no shade. And of course the first thing I do is I'm like, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. There's 30 porta potties. So I go in a porta potty and all I kept thinking was I've got to wear this clear fanny pack because you have to have, you know, all clear so they can see everything that's in your bag. And I go to the bathroom and I'm like, don't tuck your skirt into the back of your fanny underwear.
Your fanny pack.
Yeah. My fanny pack. Cause I kept flipping it up to pee and holding it up and then it would get stuck. So I made sure, okay, it's pulled out of the back. I walk out of the porta potty. It's tucked into the front.
Dude.
I know. So I walk out of the porta potty and Rose, my cousin's wife, and Kylie, my daughter, are standing there and they're like, oh, and I go, what? And they're like, your skirt. And I was like, oh shit. So I pulled it out. So yeah, look, I mean, luckily I had underwear on.
Like that is so funny.
I gave a show. And then, so we go over, there was E40, Too Short, Mike Jones.
Dude,
I mean, there was
so fun.
So fun. And then there was, Sierra, Ashanti with Ja Rule.
Dude, like that would, oh my God.
Lauryn Hill. I mean, it was so good. So fun.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so jealous.
But yeah, it was definitely a trek. My ankles were swollen over my shoes by the time we left.
just hoagie feet.
Yeah. Like it started out like where we would just like squat and pretty soon I put it on my Instagram. I found a chair.
I saw the video this morning.
Yes. So this girl, I don't know where she got it. It's just like this teal lawn chair. And so we're watching Too Short and we're kind of trying to hide in the shade that's like around the sound engineering area. And I look back and this chick's got a chair and she's sitting in it. I'm like, oh my God. And Kylie sees it and she's like, Mom, I was just waiting for that chick to leave and I was going to just snag that chair for you. And it was me and this other girl eyeing it like, okay, no, I'm getting to it first. And so she steals it for me. And so I got to sit down at least during Too Short. And then I tried to take it to the other stage. People were pissed about it. Like you saw in my video, this guy like walks by, Kylie's laughing at me. So she's taking video of it. And this guy like goes, she's got a whole ass chair. Hey, she's got a whole ass chair, like pointing at me. So then Morgan, my cousin, we got to where it was like starting to get really crowded because we were going to the other stage and he's holding it up above him because you can't just carry it around. You're running into people. You're in this crowd. And so he's carrying it. And then we're realizing like, there's no way we can keep this chair all day. so he traded it. So we walk by this, they have all these like vendors and there was a pretzel vendor and the guy's like, and we were hungry. And he's like, you have a chair? Because even the vendors didn't have chairs. Wow. And so they're just sitting out there just dying. And he goes, yeah, you want it for a pretzel?
You're like, yeah.
We traded it for one fucking pretzel. I go, dude, we could have gotten.
You should have got a pretzel for every leg of the chair.
Dude, 100%. Or I said, you know, the White Claws, the tall boy White Claws were like $17 each. And so I was like, we could have easily gotten a whole thing of White Claws for this chair. Yeah. Yeah, it was a hot commodity.
That is so funny.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it was a great time.
It sounds like it was going to be so much fun.
Yeah. I definitely was. Luckily did not. Cause like, the Uber driver, when we were driving there, she said, stay hydrated. There were tons of people carried out, and they were doing it like while we were there carrying people out. The medical tent was full of people. You know, it would be like one little tiny bit of shade and people are like fighting to like just get like an arm in it or something. But so we did drink a ton of water, so I didn't get that blasted, but like I felt like I drank 4 bottles of water, and then you go pee and it's like
your body's like, no, don't let any of it out.
Hold on to anything you can get. So, but yeah, it was a great time. I wanted to address somebody, something. Remember when we talked about the Botox and whether or not you should send or give a tip?
Yeah.
Apparently we're assholes.
Oh no. Well, we got to learn somehow.
I know. This is from Kara, who is also an RN. She goes, Botox tips, LOL, because yes. Just shit. Starts out with, I know, as soon as I read it, I was like, fuck. LOL, because yes, like all in capital letters. You should be tipping for Botox. Just like Gina said she does for a facial, you should be for Botox. It's a service. As one who works for a plastic surgeon and does this, and nurses who do it too, 98% or 99% do tip. So we're literally in the 1%.
Well, you know, a positive, a good takeaway is that we can feel good that most people are already tipping.
Right. So maybe we continue to not.
Yeah, you know.
Right. I don't know. And she goes, I don't personally Botox, but my mom does. And she said all of her clients tip her.
Okay. Fuck. Good to know.
Okay. Well, good to know. Now we all know. If you also are in the 1%.
Laugh out loud, because yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Any of you out there that are also in the 1%, you're not alone. And it's not too late for us to change.
We're going to start a support group. For those in the 1%. But yeah, so that made me feel like a giant asshole. I feel like it's just so fucking expensive already.
It is, man. And there's a lot of rules. Like people do it differently, right? Like you go some places where injectables or whatever, you have to pay so much money for something. And then some places they'll like save whatever you didn't use. You can use it next time. Other places don't do that. They don't save you. You pay for a whole amount, even if you don't use all of it, and they just throw it away.
Well, yeah. And we were just talking about this. So if anybody out there does do Botox or is thinking about doing Botox, there are some offices that will do it per area, which is bullshit. So make sure that you're going somewhere that's doing it per unit.
Yeah.
That they're actually putting in your face instead of per area.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a place here in town that does that. And that's, I know somebody that worked for them and now works for someone else. And they were like, do not do it. It's complete bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
I was just going to say bullshit, bullshit,
bullshit, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Tired.
I know, dude. I just feel like I was in such a good place before Orlando. You know, I'd been doing that challenge. I had, you know, I was really limiting my drinking.
And then you turn 52. And you were like, what the hell?
No, I'm definitely gonna go back. I'm definitely, if I'm not like traveling, problem is I have so much travel coming up. You know, and I just feel like it just goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I got to get back on it. I came home and just got on the scale and went, whoopsie.
Whoopsie daisy. Oh man. And it is a whoopsie daisy. So quick. It's quick.
It's like four months of work.
I gain weight as easily as like, you know, I'll catch the toe of my shoe in a crack and trip a little bit.
I just tripped into an LB.
Oh man, tripped into that. Whoops. To really look where I'm going.
Yeah, I really stuck.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Fuck. Hey, have you talked to Daniel about Bali?
I asked if you had talked to him.
Devin was supposed to, is going to.
Okay. So, hey guys, we're going to Bali.
Yeah, we're going to Bali.
Tell him about Bali. Are there any spots open or should you bother telling him?
There might be. We'll find out. We had a trip planned for Bali.
Was it two years ago?
Oh yeah. It was supposed to be in September, 2020. We launched it in 2019 and then COVID happened. So it was postponed or canceled. I really felt like, to me, I was like canceled because these people, including myself, have waited a year to go. And now what, we're going to postpone it again another year or indefinitely? Cause we don't, at this time it was like, we don't know what travel is going to be like or how long till we're traveling again.
Right.
So I just thought it was, oh, you know, wasn't going to ask people like, hey,
I thought it was over.
Hey, I know you waited a year, but like, want to wait another one or maybe two? Next thing I know,
while we hold on to your deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, Devin's like, so Bali's on. And I'm like, what? Seriously? She goes, yeah. And I was like, when? She goes, September. And I'm like, that's not a lot of time.
No, it's not. It's right around the corner.
So we're in the process of figuring out flights and we're going to Bali.
So where, if people want to go to Bali, where do they find it? If there are spots.
If you guys are interested in going to Bali.
You're like, I don't know.
Well, really just keep an eye out on my Instagram and okay. I will, cause we'll know pretty soon if spots have opened back up. As of right now, they're still full and we've got some people on the waiting list, but because now it's on and people have to be fully paid by, I want to say it's like July 1st or something that.
Okay.
that there may be some spots that open up. So I'll get that figured out. Keep an eye on my Instagram page. You're like, Brooke, you're never really on your Instagram page. I know, but I will be on it. You're barely on your story.
Where have you been?
Well, you know, a lot of boring life stuff. I guess I don't feel inclined to be like, hey, here I am.
Brushing my teeth.
Just taking the trash out. Oh my God. Devin. So we have our naked retreat coming up in June and Eric Imam Photo is going to, we were talking about like him coming out and doing some photos and stuff for me. And Devin had sent me a voice note kind of saying that he's now working with, and Eric, if you're listening to this, hi.
Hi, Eric. We love you.
He has a videographer he's been working with and was wondering if I wanted to have them both come. And I told Devin, I was like, well, you know, how just depends like what's the cost. And cause I'll probably have him come out like a couple days before the retreat and then not have him work. I don't post on Instagram that often. It's hard for me to get content of myself. And then I started thinking, I was like, oh, what are we going to have him video? And I was like, actually, maybe we could just do like a little video series for YouTube that's me just doing really mundane, boring real life shit and just seeing how exciting they could make it with video, you know, with like slow motion.
Yeah. All the music and everything. It's like a bunch of like, yeah. Like,
like picky, like
a lot of like quick takes,
mm-hmm.
just you paying your taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know, washing my hands. folding laundry.
This is my life.
Folding laundry.
Fuck. Just being a regular human.
Just cleaning the pool.
Skimming it.
Yeah. She was laughing. I was like, yeah, like, you know, you can only do so many activities and things that make your life seem like it's exciting.
Did Devin send you, I'm assuming she did, because she sent me something on Instagram that's like, she said, we need to make a vlog out of this. And it's the women that have those bouncy shoes. What are those called?
I don't know. They look like they're rollerblades, but instead of having blades, like wheels, they're these weird bouncy shoes.
Bouncy shoes. And they do like a workout. I was going to see if I could find it.
It's like a trampoline class, workout fitness class, but you don't have the trampoline. You can like move about the room. Just do this. Beep, 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 beep.
Here it is. I go, I would fuck myself up. She goes, me too.
Oh yeah. Dude.
At first I thought the one girl, she's wearing it looks like one of those, what do you call that? Like a ski cap, but it has ears on it.
Yeah. Like, was that like around Easter?
Or like a beanie? Or? I don't know. But I thought it was a helmet and I thought, oh, that's a great idea.
We'll get you a helmet.
I would probably need a helmet to do this class. Pretty impressive. I don't know what it's called. It's called,
I didn't see the name of it. Bouncy Ruth, fitness.
It's Ruth Asian jumps, but A-S-H-I-A-N, Ruth Asian jumps. I don't know. It looks kind of fun. Oh, no.
It's loud.
I know. Sorry. Just right on the microphone.
All right. Well, I am going fishing.
Dude, you become quite the fisherwoman.
Man.
Do you actually fish or do you just watch Todd fish?
No, I'm the one I'm his angler.
What's an angler?
I'm the one fly fishing. And he's a guide, basically. So he's the one spotting.
Okay.
And I'm the one with all this, you know.
Fishing line?
And dude, I hooked myself.
Oh, you did not.
Yeah, I did. Oh. So you guys, my boyfriend Todd is like, he's very, very big into saltwater fly fishing for tarpon, permit, like big fish. And I tell you what, I am very new to fishing. I fished when I was little, you know,
mm-hmm.
We reel it in.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just recently been learning how to cast with a like fly cast. You're out on the water and you're on the ocean and there's waves coming and you're having to, we're doing this. So I'm working a lot of steps. And when the wind's like, whatever, where the wind's at, you got to cast different too. Cause you're throwing the fly. Anyways,
just hook somebody next to you.
Yeah. And we were out there. So we've been going out a bunch. I'm leaving on Saturday and coming back on Monday, but this is like there, he's in like, this is the season that's really starts to ramp up and it's big out here, obviously. And like in the Florida, I was throwing the fly and where the wind was, I think it was on my, maybe on my back cast or it was my front cast, whatever it was, that little fly came around and went in my arm. And I was like, oh, hooked me. he goes,
a good one.
Oh yeah. I was like, ah, oh, and it was the wind. And he's like, is it still in there? And I was like, oh yeah. So I was just standing there. He came from the back of the boat and took it out. It's like a tiny little
I was going to say, so it didn't go in like all the way. Cause like, don't you have to like push it all the way through if it goes all the way in? because it has a barb on the back, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think once you, I'm like, if it's in there,
I'll have to ask him.
You can't back it out.
Yeah, no.
So it must have just been the front part of it in there.
It's like when it's like a dog when they get like a foxtail, you know, surgery.
Surgery.
Once that thing starts going in there, it's one directional.
Hey, it's a part of you. It's a part of you.
Yeah. So I'm tired, but it is fun. And it's cool because it's a whole lot of skill.
So yeah. I want to learn. Yeah. I will never be out there fishing with you.
No, you won't. You would fit in though, because you wear long pants, long sleeves, hat.
That's what you think.
Because
what you came up with.
Well, because you're in.
But you'd fit in because you don't wear shorts.
No, because you would want to be really covered from the sun.
Oh, okay.
That's why. You don't wear shorts, so you'd fine.
You'd fit in because you wear pants.
No.
And long shirts.
No, you're right.
Yes.
You go to the beach and you're like.
I know. I know.
Wearing a hoodie.
I know. But hey, but you know what?
That's why you look so good.
It's worth. Hey, thanks. Thank you. I love you.
That's why at 52, I'm sure you came out of that porta potty and everyone was like. You're like, wait, what?
Well, no, you know what's so funny? It just reminded me of it. It's completely on a different subject. But so I was laughing because there were like the girl that was sitting in my chair before I sat down in the chair. Uh-huh. It's real sweaty.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. And I had my skirt pulled, but I was like, dude, my vagina is just sitting right in somebody else's vagina sweat. Like I for sure, you know, I could have chlamydia right now. Who knows?
Oh man.
And so
keep an eye on it.
So I kept joking that I got an STD at the music festival
from the chair.
And so when we're going through security to come back home, you know, the person in front of me goes through the little, you know, you put your arms up sensor, whatever that thing is.
And so then they're cooking you a little bit.
Yeah. They're cooking me. And so I went in for my cooking and I come out and I look at the screen. Cause you know, usually you and I always get like the, for some reason,
your
the
hair on your back.
Like on your back or something. And I look and I shit you not, it's just a big red mark on the crotch.
Dude, I've had that before. It's from your joggers you were wearing. That happened to me one time because I was wearing my wide leg jeans or even my other jeans that are like, well, you know, before I gained a little bit of weight, like I have still, you know, before I tripped into some LBs. they would sit lower, like drop crotch. And you have to pull that up.
Oh.
And so now when you go in now, you got to make sure you pull it up. So it's closer to your crotch.
Oh,
I went in there one time and I didn't pull it up. And the same thing, it was like, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam. Well, I was dying.
You're like, all right, well, fill me up then.
So I came out and I looked at the thing and I go, is that on my hoo-ha? And he goes, and it ended up, it wasn't even my screen. It was the lady before. So, and he looks at me and he'll kind of like weird. And he was like, no, that's not yours. He's like, just wait, yours is coming up. And so it wasn't anything, but yeah, I was like, fuck, this is, I do have an STD. Oh. It caught my chlamydia on the screen.
This just in, the security, what is it like the security machine at airports can detect
and scan
can
detect, for STDs
scan for STDs.
Oh my god,
you are the best.
I love
you. All right guys,
thank you so much for listening. We talked about it last time, but we are having Liver King on, but that's not for another, I think it won't be like for two more episodes now.
Yeah.
So I think we do it on a Tuesday. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sticking with us. We love you.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
5-star rating, 5-star warning.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.